Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson in Gothenburg. Sweden confers Royal Order of Polar Star Commander Grand Cross upon Prime Minister Modi. Prime Minister Modi says his visit to Netherlands added new momentum to bilateral ties. Drone strike on UAE's Barakah nuclear plant in Al Dhafra region. No radiation leak reported. Indian worker among four killed in largest Ukrainian drone attack on Moscow region. And in badminton, India's Shreyansi Valishetty clinches silver medal in women's singles at Baoji China Masters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson in Gothenburg. The two sides also explored new avenues of cooperation in trade, green transition, artificial intelligence, emerging technologies, startups, resilient supply chains, defense, space, climate action, and people-to-people ties. Meanwhile, Sweden conferred the Royal Order of Polar Star Commander Grand Cross upon Prime Minister Modi. Sweden's Royal Order of Polar Star, Commander Grand Cross, is the utmost recognition and honour that can be conferred upon a head of government. This is the 31st global honour for PM Modi. Prime Minister Modi and Swedish counterpart will also jointly address the European Roundtable for Industry, a leading pan-European business forum, along with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. Mr. Modi reached Gothenburg this evening on the third leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visit to the Netherlands. Swedish Gripen fighter jets escorted Prime Minister Modi's aircraft as it entered the country's airspace. Upon arrival at Gothenburg Airport, Prime Minister Modi was accorded a warm welcome and was personally received by the Swedish Prime Minister.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived today in Gothenburg, Sweden, as part of the third leg of his five-nation visit. He was received at Gothenburg Landvetter Airport by Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson. In a special gesture, the Prime Minister's aircraft was escorted by Swedish Gripen fighter jets as it entered Swedish airspace. Upon arrival, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the airport. He received a very warm welcome from the Indian diaspora at the hotel. It may be noted the highlight of the visit will be the two prime ministers jointly addressing the European Roundtable for Industry along with President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. The two prime ministers will also be addressing the roundtable with the top CEOs of European Union. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Gothenburg, Sweden.
Before departing for Gothenburg, Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten personally came to Amsterdam Airport to bid farewell to Prime Minister Modi. A report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi wrapped up his Netherlands visit on Sunday, calling it a major boost to India-Netherlands ties. The visit elevated relations to a strategic partnership. Both nations laid out an ambitious roadmap, expanding cooperation in water resources, semiconductor, innovation, defense, sustainability and mobility. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that the friendship will grow stronger. On Saturday, Prime Minister interacted with the Indian community and met the Dutch royal family. In a key cultural moment, both Prime Ministers witnessed the return of Chola copper plates to India. These are priceless prints of India's heritage and their homecoming carries deep emotions for Indians. On the tech front, Tata Electronics signed an MOU with Dutch chip giants ASML. ASML will help set up and expand Tata's semiconductor facility in Dholera, Gujarat. The two leaders also met CEOs from energy, port, health, agriculture, trade and technology. Discussions focused on semiconductors and innovations, infrastructure and maritime, and sustainability, energy and agriculture. The visit delivered 17 major outcomes. This includes a green hydrogen roadmap, cooperation on critical minerals, Dutch support for Gujarat's Kalpasar water project, and new Indo-Dutch centers of excellence for floriculture in Tripura and dairy in Bengaluru. Nalanda and Groningen universities also signed an MOU for education and research. After visiting the Upsalite Dam, Prime Minister Modi reached Sweden for his next leg of Europe tour. This is Shushrut Sharma for Akashvani, The Hague.
In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his visit to the Netherlands has added new momentum to bilateral ties. He said the two countries have charted an ambitious roadmap for the future by elevating ties to a strategic partnership and expanding cooperation in water resources, semiconductors, innovation, defense, sustainability and mobility. He expressed confidence that the friendship between India and the Netherlands will continue to grow stronger in the years to come. He also thanked Prime Minister Jetten for the warm hospitality and for personally coming to the airport to bid him farewell. This is Akashvani. You are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In the United Arab Emirates, a drone struck the perimeter of the Baraka nuclear power plant in the Al Dhafra region today, setting fire to an electrical generator outside the facility's inner boundary. Abu Dhabi's authorities confirmed there were no injuries and no radiological release. We have a report.
Baraka supplies roughly a quarter of UAE's electricity and sits about 225 kilometers west of Abu Dhabi near the Saudi border. Built with South Korean assistance at a cost of $20 billion, it came online in 2020 as the first nuclear facility on the Arabian Peninsula. The plant is central not just to UAE's energy security but to its climate goals, with the site set to avoid more than 22 million tons of carbon emissions each year. The strike is significant because it marks the first time UAE's nuclear infrastructure has been targeted. Previous attacks in the country focused on oil and gas facilities. The strike fits a pattern of strikes on UAE's critical infrastructure since the wider conflict began in late February. The International Atomic Energy Agency's Director General Rafael Grossi expressed grave concern over the incident, warning that military activity threatening the nuclear safety is unacceptable. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In Lebanon, Israeli strikes on the south continued today, a day after negotiators from Israel and Lebanon agreed in Washington to a 45-day extension of their ceasefire. Iran has announced that it will no longer permit the transit of what it describes as enemy military equipment through the strategically important Strait of Hormuz, which is a major maritime choke point for world energy trade. Country's first vice president, Mohammad Reza Arif, stated that Tehran had previously refrained from exercising its full sovereignty over the waterway and had allowed military cargo destined for use against Iran to pass through the strait. However, he said that policy would now change. In Russia, four persons were killed, including an Indian worker, in the largest Ukrainian drone attack on Moscow and nearby regions in more than a year. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said at least 12 people were injured in the overnight strikes, while Russian authorities claimed that 81 drones targeting Moscow were intercepted. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed the drone strikes, calling it entirely justified. Meanwhile, Embassy of India in Russia, in a statement on social media, said an Indian worker was killed and three others were injured in a drone strike that hit Moscow region. The embassy added its officials visited the attack site and met the injured workers in hospital. The embassy expressed condolences and said it is coordinating with local authorities to provide assistance. In badminton, India's Shreyansi Valishetty clinched the silver medal in women's singles at the Baoji China Masters in China today. She went down to local favourite An Chi Yuan in straight sets 14-21, 6-21 in the summit clash of the Super 100 event at Baoji City Gymnasium. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals have set a target of 194 runs for Delhi Capitals in Delhi. Chasing the target, Delhi Capitals were 90 for no loss in 8.2 overs when reports last came in. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson in Gothenburg. Sweden confers Royal Order of Polar Star Commander Grand Cross upon Prime Minister Modi. Prime Minister Modi says his visit to Netherlands added new momentum to bilateral ties. Drone strike on UAE's Baraka nuclear plant in Al Dhafra region, no radiation leak reported. Indian worker among four killed in largest Ukrainian drone attack on Moscow region. And in badminton, India's Shreyansi Valishetty clinches silver medal in women's singles at Baoji China Masters. And that's the end of World News.